Lord, we'll let your living and active word come forth today, Lord. Let it be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Amen. Just a little quick word. Shared last night, we're about to do a Tuesday night Bible study. Doing it for about 11 years now. And we kind of running out of topics. And the guy wanted to learn, one guy sent and wanted to learn a little bit more about the gifts of the Spirit. And they all go, except for Dan, other guys go to a non-charismatic church, you know, where one guy was saying last night that they ever hear sermons about the Holy Spirit, you know. So, but I said, our approach, and we did something last week and this week, is that if you can look at the gifts of the Spirit as just not like these things he releases, right, but as a person, because this is what it says in Revelation 19. It says, then when I fell at his feet to worship him, he said to me, do not do that. I'm a fellow servant of yours and your brethren who hold the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And that word testimony is evidence. The evidence is Jesus, right? All prophecy. So if you look at the gifts, now remember the Holy Spirit, his job tells us in, especially in John 14 and John 16, we can turn there real quick, is to take of his, to take of, Jesus said, all that the Father has is mine. Father's given me everything. And then this helper, this Holy Spirit that was going to come, it says, he will testify about me. Then he says, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into truth. He will not speak on his own initiative, but what he hears, he will speak. So he only speaks what he hears, right? And he will disclose to you what is to come, because he will glorify me, and he shall take of mine and make it real to you. Okay? Things that we already know. Now, when Jesus was walking the earth, one thing he said in John 14, all throughout John, do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father's in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative, but the Father abiding in me does his works. Right? He says over and over again, that I do what the Father says. I speak, you know, I don't do anything unless it's something I see or hear him do. And that any of the works, he said, it's actually the Father working in me. And in the book of Acts, this is in Acts chapter 2, it says, men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, so works of power, all these things, all the gifts, right? Which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know. This is in Acts 10. Says, you know of Jesus of Nazareth, how God anointed him with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was active within him. I just said he was filled with the Holy Spirit, right? But it was God the Father doing his works by the Holy Spirit through Jesus. Okay? So same with us. This is Paul says this in Romans. I'm trying to find all these things with everything is blurry. I kind of make it out. So he says, therefore in Christ Jesus I have found reason for boasting in things pertaining to God. For I will not presume to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me, resulting in the obedience of Gentiles by word and deed. This is what Christ accomplished through him in power of signs and wonders, and the power of the Spirit, so that from Jerusalem as far as Alicrum, I have fully preached the gospel, right? So he said, I won't speak of anything except what Christ Jesus has done through me, which was power, signs, and wonders, everything that the gospel, okay? So you see here again, just like Jesus, just like us, the Holy Spirit is active, and it was a person in Jesus, the Father, and now it's a person in us, Jesus, that's doing his work, right? Now, if it is Christ living through me, no longer I who live, but Christ living through me, then one could actually say that all the gifts of the Spirit are actually a person, Jesus, right? Jesus, just like Scripture tells us to clothe ourselves with Christ. That all who have been baptized into Christ Jesus have clothed yourself. Romans tell us that. Put on Jesus, right? That we're clothed in him. So we could actually say the armor of God is also a person. Because everything in Ephesians, then, he spends all these chapters telling you what they mean in their person. That everything, we have every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, and the Holy Spirit's job is to take all of that and let it make it real to us, to take of Jesus. And so walking in all these signs and wonders and everything is actually the presence of Jesus. And this is what, this is real cool. This is Dr. Bill Hammond kind of started CI, or Christian International, place down in Destin. We've actually been there. We used to go down there, and they used to have a thing on Friday nights. You could ride down there, and these people would minister to you. And we had a thing here back at Pinion. When Meg Truman was still alive, they had a place out in Marion Junction called Pinion Place. And we had this big thing out there, and all these different ministries came from everywhere. And you could go around to these different tents and get these prophetic words and stuff. And CI was one of them. And you would go sit down, and these young people who were going through ministry school would prophesy over you. And they were all just, man, they would rattle it off just like, and accurate too. They were part of Jane Hammond, Bill Hammond's daughter, their ministry. Actually, Bill Hammond discipled Bishop Adler, Randy Adler, who was our patriarch at one time before he went to be with the Lord. And he said of Randy, he was probably one of the most gifted seers he's ever met before. So this guy sailed one of the fathers of prophets, prophecy. But he wrote this in his book. He said, Jesus was a prophet in his ministry. Deuteronomy talks about that. Moses said that there's going to be a prophet that comes after me. You know, says it twice. He's talking, and then Acts, it refers to that when Peter's preaching. He was talking about Jesus. He has given that ministry of prophet to men today. Jesus still wants to function as a prophet within the church. To accept and appreciate the ministry of the prophet is to accept and appreciate Jesus, the prophet. Not to do so is to depreciate that ministry of Jesus to his church. One reason Jesus is so excited about the restoration of the prophetic ministry or the prophet ministry is that it's so near and dear to him. The restoration of the prophet within the church releases Christ to express himself more fully in his church and the world. Jesus is personally involved in the restoration of the prophet to full recognition, position, and ministry. That is Jesus the prophet, Jesus himself, right? In the body of Christ speaking. So one guy was asking me about that. Why does, can't God just speak to you? And I'm like, yeah, that's the whole deal. That's relationship, God speaking to you. But the gifts are for others, right? It's a ministry of the body to others, not just hearing God for us. Like, oh, we don't need that. We can just hear God. Of course we can. But we'll talk about that some other time. But they're listening. And one guy, Iverson, this is James Gall's book, quote from this guy, last name Iverson. It says, prophecy is the very voice of Christ speaking to his church. Okay, we know that. So that's part of that. We don't have to, you know, we have the gifts. The scripture tells us to earnestly desire them. But we have it because it's a person. And it's Jesus, the life of Christ, through us to a world. So when we get prophetic words or give words, it's just Jesus lending our voice to him and letting him speak, right? So that kind of takes the pressure off of you, right? It's him. So, but he's got to have our yes and amen, right? All right. Well, Lord, just thank you for your word. You're always reminding us, Lord, about your life within us. Lord, to move in powers, signs, and wonders, speak, Lord. Heal, all those cool things, Lord. Thank you. Thank you that it's a person. So, Lord, I pray as today and every day from here on out, Lord, as you're releasing greater anointing, that we would just be, Lord, hand in hand with what you're doing. Just pour out more, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.